Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, we'll see this morning how much rust acquires or accumulates after 2 weeks. When I think about these things, I think about growing up. And I'm sure what I'm going to tell you next, each and every person in this room in their own way can relate to. And as we grow, we pick careers, we do things, we study for it, we work at it. Nowadays, most of the kids, and I call them kids because I can, I'm that old, the high-tech stuff, they like the fast-moving stuff. They like the things that they hold in their hands. They love to see new technology aspire. But I grew up a little different than that, and probably many of you did too. I grew up learning to use my hands. I grew up in the trades. And the trades are still a very, very important part of our lives, okay? Because homes and buildings still need to be built. And the last time I looked, my iPhone can't run wire. It can't run pipes. It can't do site work. It doesn't know how to cut a 2x4. It doesn't do any of those things. It comes down to the point that through it all, you still have to use your hands to do something. And it's how you're taught to do that that is truly, truly important, and it's a blessing. Now, in the trades, many kids, they go to school, they will take on a job, and they will become apprentices. And they will do that for a number of years. For instance, plumbing, it's a journeyman plumber as you start out. And then you receive your master's license. Same way with electricians. In a lot of places, it's the same way with builders. Then, if you're like me, it's something that you learn, we'll say, in-house from your father. And he might have learned it from his father and his father. But these are the things that are handed down. Now, in my case, I had a very, very patient teacher. And he needed to be. It was something that my father was bound and determined for me to understand and to know. It was what he had to give me, regardless of what I chose to do later, because he knew if I learned to do that, I'd always be able to take care of myself. And he walked me through that process. Menial tasks to start with, then grew into more complicated tasks. Always watching, always teaching in a very simple, quiet way. And you build confidence in what you're doing. Till all of a sudden, you throw a handful of tools in the back of your own truck. And you start doing odd jobs on weekends because Dad knows you can handle it. And Dad's always there in case you goof up. And he was there two or three times because that was really important. But then comes the day where he knows, and you know, you're ready. So now, it's your own truck, your own tools, your own responsibility, your own jobs, your own name above the business. And you think, I know everything I need to know. Well, you know enough to start. You never stop learning. And you go forward. And you still know that if necessary, and this has happened more than once too, Dad was always a phone call away. So I got a predicament here. Can't quite get my head wrapped around it. And that calming voice on the other end of the phone would say, all right, start here, do this, and then you'd work through the progression. And then all of a sudden it would come to mind and said, yeah, he taught me that once. And I'd forgotten it. But now I remember. So the confidence builds to be able to walk out, basically take care of yourself, you know, make a living, do good work for people. So no matter what you did, that's kind of how you applied things, even if your careers changed. You learned. You grew confidence. If you're like me, even today, the wonderful teachers and the wonderful pastors that I had in my past give me the confidence in many ways to stand here today. And we grow there. Today's lessons all look around one particular thing. Jesus is preparing his disciples to leave. And even though they may not think they're ready, even though they may not remember everything he teaches, he is allowing for them. And he says that advocate will come. That advocate will come. That advocate will be with you and in you. And that advocate will be there that whatever the need may be, you are prepared. You are equipped. You can do it. Now we read the story of all of a sudden Galileans miraculously speaking in foreign languages. And we assume that when the Holy Spirit comes, that it needs to be something that dramatic. And it's simply not the case. Because it isn't in the dramatic things and the big things that truly wonderful things happen, at least not all the time, but in the small things, the simple things, the caring things, that really big things happen. But in that day, we need to understand that that's exactly what the church needed. The church needed to push out from Jerusalem. It needed to push out into the world. So God said, you need to be able to speak their language. And the Holy Spirit came and gave them the ability to speak in other tongues because that was what was needed at that time for the church to grow. And what's important to remember is those gifts are given as needed for the church to continue, for the church to grow. My task today, if I can do anything in this sermon, is to impress upon you that that same Holy Spirit that they received that day, you, each and every one of us, received the day of our baptism. Wasn't a secondary spirit, wasn't somehow weaker, stronger, it doesn't matter. It's the same Spirit. And that Spirit abides in each and every one of us, equips us for ministry, equips us for daily living. Now, will we still train people to go halfway across the world to spread the gospel? Absolutely, we're still doing that. And they learn these different languages so that they may be effective there. But we have come full circle in a day and age where ministry just isn't on the other side of the world. It's right outside that door. It's our next door neighbors. It's the people we stand next to when we work. This is where ministry is. And it isn't in the preaching just. It's in the actions. It's in that soft voice. It's in that warm hand. It's in that hug. It's in that hot meal that somebody brings to your front door when there's a crisis and you know there's no time for anybody to cook. It's those simple, caring acts that make such a big difference. Because it was in these simple, caring acts that our Lord Jesus led his ministry. And the advocate allows us to carry on the work of our Lord and Savior here, today, as the church is in need, and we will be gifted to meet that need. Each and every one of you are gifted in this way. Each and every one of you have received the Holy Spirit. It is something that when we come to understand, it shapes our very being and our lives and how we walk out the door and really becomes a way of life. Not just here on Sunday morning, not just at special prayer services, but something that we live and breathe each and every day we wake up. Because Jesus told his disciples, one way they're going to know who you are is by your actions and how you live. Not always by the words that we preach. Oftentimes, our workplace tends to want to separate that Holy Spirit from us. And you can pick one. From the highest corporate office down to the smallest business and anything in between. Or pressures of family that want to divide that, that somehow that's different. Do you ever hear the phrase, well, that's just different? It's business. It's just business. It's not just business as long as the Holy Spirit is present. It's living. It's life in Christ. It's ministry. And these are the things that we are equipped to take into the world. In the simplest ways, we can and do make the biggest difference. And in doing so, we continue to live out the life and the ministry of our risen Savior each and every day. Now you may feel like that doesn't happen. You may feel like, well, I just got out of school. You might feel like that journeyman. You might not feel like that master mechanic or that master plumber. That's okay. That's okay, because the Holy Spirit is there and will give as the need is. Always trust that that dwells in you. That is God's gift to you. Each and every day we wake. Each and every day we live. And that we live in the life of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Know that you are prepared. Know that you are empowered. Know that you are blessed. Know that you are a child of God. And know that you have the most wonderful story to tell in word and action each waking day. May God bless you all in that endeavor. Amen.